This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of the aforementioned JPMorgan Chase, went down to Washington today, paid a call on the Attorney General of the United States, Mr. Dimon did. Both men declined, well, they declined to characterize the conversation. But it's not inconceivable they discussed the widely reported fines that JPMorgan is said to be looking at over mortgage-backed securities they sold before and during the financial crisis. Fines of anywhere from $3 to $11 billion. Tim Fernholz at Quartz has added up all the fines and legal bills that JPMorgan's paid the past 3 years. $17.3 billion is the bottom line. So we called Tim up to talk about that. Hey, Tim, it's good to have you back.
Lovely to be here.
This is an impressive list of infractions and fines and settlement that you have put together for JPMorgan Chase.
They have been very busy.
Now, here's the thing, though. Are they an outlier? Are they being picked on by regulators? Why is this happening?
Well, the discussion that is underway right now about these huge settlements of $3 billion to maybe $11 billion, they're not necessarily an outlier. These are the same mortgage-backed securities that you and I have been talking about for years now, that basically every major Wall Street bank was putting together. So certainly everyone was doing this is something that J.P. Morgan can say. Is it a defense that will be effective? Maybe not, and that is why they are looking to pay so much money. It probably is not a huge blip on their earnings, but you haven't seen, people aren't willing to change up the management just yet.
But that's the part I don't understand, because Jamie Dimon was hailed and has been hailed as the greatest banker of his generation coming out of the financial crisis. And now here's all these things happening on his watch. Is he actually the greatest banker of the generation?
You know, it depends on how you want to measure that. He's got the biggest bank, so that's something. it's a fact. I think one is in the last year we've seen in the last couple of years since the financial crisis increasing regulatory scrutiny. And even though prosecutors and regulators have not been very keen on trying to put people like Jamie Dimon in jail, in recent times they are much more keen on trying to extract as much money from the bank and the shareholders as it seems that they can. I saw one figure that said basically the legal spending at J.P. Morgan is about equivalent to the amount they paid out in shareholder dividends in the last several years. So you could look at that one way and say, well, the shareholders still made a lot of money, and the other way is they maybe could have made a lot more.
All right. I will set up this next question by saying that we called J.P. Morgan this morning, invited Mr. Dimon to come on the program, as we have many times. They did not make him available. So I will ask you the question I would have asked him. Is this, in total, all of these fines and settlements and legal fees, is it a result of corruption? Is it innocent malfeasance, if there is such a thing, or is it executive hubris?
Can I cheat and say all three?
You can. You can.
You have to say one. I mean, look, this is a Wall Street culture where the key thing is to make as much money as possible any way you can. Has there been hubris? I think absolutely. If you look at the story of the London Whale, and in fact, a lot of this, and the reason that I think Mr. Dimon went to meet with the Attorney General today is that he's trying to show that he's learned a lesson. There's been a lot of communications from J.P. Morgan lately saying that they're trying to turn over a new leaf, to cooperate with regulators, to try and, you know, be as transparent as possible. And whether that is just sort of PR or whether that's a real thing, it's clearly seen as a problem within the bank that they have all of these angry regulators trying to extract as much money as they can from them.
Tim Fernholz at Quartz talking to him about J.P. Morgan and its troubles. Tim, thanks a bunch.
Always a pleasure.